Sunny 101.9 WKQS FM, Negaunee, Marquette County. Good morning to you. It is just after 8 o'clock, and as we continue on with the program this morning, joined in the studio by Marquette Mayor John Kivala, Marquette City Manager Bill Vita. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, actually, we have you in this morning to talk a little bit about sort of a recap of the issues of last week, where the city had a public forum with the issue of beachfront safety, which, of course, is a real hot-button topic right now. And I guess a couple days have sort of passed now, an idea to kind of tabulate and collate some of the ideas that may have come forth. And I guess I will open it up to either one of you who would like to answer first. But what is the next step now following the public forum on beachfront safety in Marquette?
Okay, well, I can take that one.
Sure.
There's still, of course, a lot of momentum going on behind the scenes. We were grateful to have the citizen turnout that we got. We got a lot of great ideas, and we're capturing those now in a way that we can bring it back to the commission and the mayor and give them our set of recommendations.
When the people brought out ideas, it seemed to me that there are a lot of ideas, possible solutions. It wasn't just a lot of this, that, and the other, finger pointing and that sort of thing, which was, I'm sure, a good sign.
Yeah, no, it was a very positive experience. There were a lot of very thoughtful comments. What we're looking at now, of course, is trying to do as much as we can before the end of this season, this recreational season. And then we're going to use the summer to try to meet what I think the mayor is going to tell us is going to be a high bar for what he expects from the city staff for next year.
And what is that you're looking at, Mayor Kivala?
Well, when you look at what we have in this community for resources between the university, between city staff, the Coast Guard, you know, the list is on and on, and resources. I think our goal realistically is going to be the model for beach safety and water safety on the Great Lakes. We have the pieces in place to do that, and that's going to be our goal. We want, when any city around the Great Lakes looks and says, what are we going to do about our safety and our waterfront beach skills and beach safety and education, they want to look to Marquette. And lofty goals, but I think we have the tools in place to do it.
What are the challenges that you see? I mean, with the lofty goals, as you mentioned, first of all, I know when we've talked in the past, prior to the meeting, you know, there's a lot of beachfront that the city is responsible for. What challenges does that present?
Well, it presents a lot. We have 10 miles of public shoreline, and we can't watch it all. There's also, you know, I think one of the biggest hurdles is we're a tourist town, and the lake is a huge draw. It calls to people. And that's where, if you go back to 1961, look at the statistics of the accidents that we've had, the majority of them are from out of town, or they're students that just came into the area. We had a lot of people from the air base back when it was in Operation Parrish. So it's really going to be educating people that aren't normally from here.
What elements are you looking at to do that? Right? A combination of awareness campaigns, signage, patrols, what are you looking at doing?
All of those things and more. Awareness campaign through the Convention and Tourism Bureau, through the Chamber, which is now the partnership. Signage, certainly, whether it's in public or private facilities. Signage on the beaches. We have a flag warning system going in here shortly that will help. It's a multitude of education and hands-on.
It sounds like an idea that, you know, it's been some time coming, obviously, but you still hear the stories. You still see people that are down there looking at the signage now at Picnic Rocks or whatever messages there may be at various beaches, and people still go out there. I mean, it is the risk of it, but where does personal responsibility fall into it?
Well, you know, that's a big part of the challenge, is people are still going to do whatever it is that they want to do. And I've had the pleasure of listening to a lot of our commission, to the mayor. A big part of what makes Marquette Marquette is the fact that we're very warm, we're very opening. When people come to our community, we treat them very well. And so when they entrust their visits to us, we want to make sure that we treat them as well as we would expect to be treated when we're going somewhere else. And so a lot of what we're talking about is trying to get the basics and the mechanics in place. But really what we're looking at is a cultural shift in the way the whole community is engaged to try to make sure that those 10 miles we're responsible for are covered one way or another.
Are you still looking if folks or those that are visiting even or whatnot, are you still soliciting for ideas, looking for those and happy to take them?
Certainly, anytime. Our email addresses are published on the city website. and I broadcast that before. I've gotten probably more emails and more phone calls on this issue than I have any other in the past. And it's kind of unique in the fact that everyone has been positive. We haven't, you know, with the exception of maybe one or two, they've all been very constructive on ideas and thoughts. So those will all become part of the record.
So I guess as we wrap up with you gentlemen this morning, I guess there's some immediate projects. I know you're obviously working on the beachfront safety issue and still taking comments on that, and folks can reach you at City Hall or on the website. But I guess maybe here as we go into the fall, students are coming back, and maybe some things that folks need to be aware of.
Well, just want everybody to be safe in the water. You know, we're glad to have you back. And just remember that this isn't your swimming hole down the street. This is an inland ocean, and mm-hmm. it has all the challenges of any other major ocean on the planet. So, and for the citizens of Marquette, please don't be shy. If you see people doing things that are going to put them in an unsafe position, don't hesitate to go up and tell them about it. And hopefully they'll accept it with the good humor that it's mentioned. But we just want people to be safe and have a good time.
That's City Manager Bill Vita. And Mayor, any comments here as we get into the fall season and folks are coming back into town and here we go again?
Well, I just want to reinforce what Bill just said. That's a key, and that's something we've been nervous about with so many people in the water right now, knowing that Northern's not even back yet. So those are the ages of kids that like to push the boundaries a little bit. And, you know, I've got a couple in that age myself. So everyone take responsibility. And like Bill said, if you see people in an unsafe predicament, be sure to tell them. It takes all of us.
Marquette Mayor John Kivala with us this morning. Also Marquette City Manager Bill Vita. Gentlemen, thanks for your time this morning, and keep us posted with projects.
All right. Thanks, Walt.
All right. It's all part of keeping you connected to what's happening live and local in your own backyard. Sunny 101.9 WKQS.